This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
RJ, you are good. You had a good year last year, a very good year, and you start off 1-0. So before we ask you what your best bet is, you know, your makeout bet, we're very curious about tonight's game, where it's a game where the Browns really have to win or they're going to be under a lot of fire and changes and stuff like that. So I don't know if tonight's your best bet, but what do you think of tonight's game?
Yes, certainly not the best bet. And I think you make a good point, is if you're not attuned to Cleveland and the Browns drama, you could ask yourself, oh, you know, Browns aren't really supposed to make the playoffs and Cincinnati's coming off being the worst team, so no big deal. But remember, and we saw this with Mitch Trubisky, after your third year, you've got to make a choice. Fifth-year option has to be picked up. And imagine if Baker Mayfield's fifth-year option is not picked up and he's a lame duck fourth-year quarterback. That's a very different thing than that fifth-year option being picked up. And that number for Trubisky, if I recall, was like $23 million. It was not a modest number for that fifth year. If you're a top 10 pick.
Right.
So, I mean, this game might be one of the games that is most telling about, does Baker Mayfield play for the Browns after year four? This might be one of the most important games to show that, because not only losing to a bad team like Cincinnati would be bad, but the very fact that losing to an in-state rival with a quarterback that was taken first the year after him, you know, there's such a one-to-one. If you're home and that Cincinnati team comes in and beats you, that's probably the worst loss Baker Mayfield could have.
Is there anything that you saw? It's hard to say trend because it's only 1 week, but anything that surprised you, anything that looked like pandemic-y, for lack of a better word?
Huge.
Where you say, okay.
Huge. And to me, you're right. I always ask myself, what is, I always call him Barney at the bar. Remember Barney from The Simpsons, the burps?
Yeah. Wow.
Right? What is Barney like? Right? Because if you're with Barney, you're in trouble. Because it's not because Barney's always wrong. Right? A drunk baby flipping coins, as I like to say, can hit 50% of games. He will hit 50% of games in the long run. A professional hits 55. That's only 1 out of 20 games. Is the difference between a drunk baby and, I'm not saying I like drunk babies, I'm just saying they could flip a coin, hit 50%. And then the alternative is a guy that's the best in the world, a guy like Fezzik, who works with us, who won 2 Super Contests, only guy ever to do that, he hits 55%. It's 1 in 20 games. So this is a battle for half points. It's a battle for small edges. But the fact of the matter is, if Barney is on that side, it means it's gotten expensive. It means it's popular. It's the popular side. And popular teams get expensive, and thus it's hard to find value there. And to me, Barney typically overreacts to 1 week. Always overreacts. But this year, I think it's justifiable to overreact to 1 week. You know why? Because we don't have any other history on a pandemic-type situation with the lack of practice, the lack of preseason games. So now is the only info we have. And what we saw last week was new coaches. And we went 4-1 in the Super Contest. The only loser was the Giants. I like the Giants. I went against my own rule. They could have covered that game, right? But, they didn't. And the fact is, I'm going against generally new coaches, new quarterbacks I'm going against, and I'm actually looking to go four teams that have the ability to run. I saw it on Thursday, the first game KC, which was, wow, they're running more. Belichick ran more, especially with the running quarterback. So I think mobile quarterbacks advantage, running teams advantage, because it's hard to pass with the lack of practice, and it's hard to tackle. Well, what do? You run and force them to tackle you.
What did you see from, and I know this is a very basic stat I could have looked up myself if I was a professional. What did you see from, last week, RJ, I gave you a hard time about the traveling teams. What did you learn about traveling and playing on the road in the pandemic?
I don't know, because that's one I'm not sure of. because it felt like some stadiums obviously had fans, and what did that mean? And some people had to travel further. Like tonight's a short trip. We got Belichick with his mother passing away, which I think has to be an issue, traveling all the way to Seattle. So what I'll say is this. I'm going to dig in this week with 2 weeks of data. Next Thursday, let's really make a topic, one of them, on what the travel is telling us so far.
All right. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, give us your makeout pick. Give us the this week's Arizona pick.
All right. Well, it won't be a top five of the year, but I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, this feels square. It doesn't feel square because who wants to bet Jacksonville? But it feels reactionary because you could say, oh, they play a good game, RJ, now you're on them. I think all you can do with information is answer key questions. I thought it was a valid question, is Jacksonville tanking? And I'll be honest, I am an anti-tanker, meaning everyone says, oh, they're tanking. I'm like, you're crazy. They're not tanking. I actually question Jacksonville. When they let Fournette go, when they didn't get anything back for him, they cut him, and his contract really didn't benefit them all that much, that he wasn't going to, you know, that they didn't gain much money by cutting him. It's like, why didn't they want him? Or are they just trying to lose? The fact they played hard and Minshew looked good, and that was an open question, and Colts were supposed to be a borderline playoff team, that tells me at minimum the Jags are not tanking. They're trying. So you got to upgrade them significantly. You look at the Tennessee team, they are like the perfect storm for overrated. They could have missed the playoffs last year. One less win, they would have missed the playoffs. Instead, they win two playoff games, play in the championship game, have a 10-point lead. Oh, my gosh, they're good. Then they sign Henry, yay. They sign Tannehill, yay. And then they win on Monday night in front of the world. But they played at altitude. They played very late on Monday. Now they have an early game on Sunday. It feels like one of the toughest turnarounds in the pandemic, especially when everyone's out of shape relative to typical seasons. I think you have a fatigued Tennessee team. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. We're getting over a touchdown. Jacksonville, hold your nose, +8.5.
Love it. You know, that their coach I grew up with, RJ, so that gives you even more.
Well, can you text me? Give him a call. Text me, and we'll see if we want to ramp this thing up.
Oh, yeah.
Does the old adage West Coast team playing a 1 o'clock game out east still hold?
I think it – now, here's the thing. There are the reason betting for a living is so tough, and I don't recommend it, is you not only have to be correct, you have to be correct when others are wrong. You have to be correct in the minority, meaning everybody knows if somehow Mahomes was out that it would hurt Kansas City. So that is how you'd be correct, right? Oh, this hurts Kansas City. Now, how much does it hurt Kansas City? That's what you got to assess and then decide, okay, is the line moved too much, et cetera, et cetera. So going west to east hurts the West team, but the line accounts for it. The question is, does it account for it a much, enough, too much, whatever? In this case, I think maybe there's some extra value going against those teams because there are so many other variables to consider. Like we talked about last week, getting to the stadium and all the other COVID things, that maybe that three less hours or whatever hurts that West Coast team more in this situation. And you know how it is. If you're going to the airport and it's a normal trip, you're fine. But if you're an hour late, everything's more stressful. Oh, where's my keys? Where's the suitcase? You snap at your wife. I think that this is a high-pressure, stress time for these teams. Less hours to get ready hurts them even more.
Great stuff, RJ. We thank you. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.